You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. Yeah. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast. And we back again with another Fresh in Our episode for you, okay? Please go ahead. We're going to talk to YouTube first. Go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Go ahead and also hit that notification bell. So be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that subscribe button and join our family. Because y'all be hitting us with the one-night stands, and we don't like that.
For real.
We don't like that. It's good over here, okay? You want to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, to come back. We got that comeback. You feel me? Go ahead and hit that damn subscribe button, okay? Now, it is an arrow that is right under this video on YouTube. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family now, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
What you gonna tell them, Pinky?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on their Pornhub list, on their XX videos list, on their BBC list. This big black cock, if you don't know what that means.
You ain't gonna let that go.
I ain't letting it go. Please go ahead and share it to all of them, okay? Also, it is a description box that is right under us. And that description box, it has some links that we know. And y'all know that we like them links, okay? We love them links. But it has hyperlinks. The first link, it actually takes you over to a podcast platform. But we're on all of them. Spotify, iTunes, all the ones that you click on. You type in Silly Girls Podcast and we go pop up, okay? You go see this beautiful logo behind us and we're going to pop up. And you go ahead and you subscribe to that as well and you listen, goddammit. Also, it actually has links that actually takes you over to our social media. So go ahead and follow your girls on TikTok, Instagram, and all that as well, okay? But now that I have all of that out of the way, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what it do? I feel something was in my throat.
Do it again.
What it do? That was better that the second time, right?
I felt that one, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Please, go ahead and subscribe to whatever podcast platform that you're listening to, baby, okay? As well as, you know what I'm saying, screenshot it and put it on your social media. Tell your people to rock with us, okay? Yeah. Now that I have all of the business out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because I get the honor of introducing somebody who is somebody who's the somebody of the somebodies in my world. How you doing, my world? Hey, Globe. Hey, Globe. How you doing, Globe? What's up, Globe? How you doing, girl? Yeah. Ooh, that girl, somebody real.
Oh,
it's love.
Oh,
shit.
You play too much.
Sorry.
I'm good. You got smoking.
Sorry, it was like.
You messed
me up this weekend? My voice is. Listen, how let them damn kids. My voice. Listen, my voice has been gone.
It is.
Seriously.
It's a little like the. On them commercials, like I used to.
Fool, it's been gone. I've been so fucking hoarse. And you know what I'm saying? Like, these kids bad.
Life is, you know what I'm saying? Life's great besides the bullshit. How about you?
Yes. Is it amazing? Good. Is it amazing? My boo told me to tell y'all that he beat me in Uno, but he's a liar, okay?
So y'all was drinking shots.
So we played drunk Uno, okay?
Oh, I love playing drunk Uno.
Okay, now mind you, Noble, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, okay? I was talking noise.
He said that if we want the truth, interview him. I'm just the messenger.
He beat my ass.
He did.
The first.
Were you drunk?
No, so this was the other day. He beat my ass straight up. Every game.
Okay.
I was so
mad. Y'all playing doubles
and
stuff?
No.
The regular
straight
way.
Up. And y'all know I'm competitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if we together. I cheat on my nephews. That's how bad I am. Caleb and them, I cheat on them all the time. They don't be looking.
Because you want
to
win.
I want to win. So I cheat on everybody. I tried to cheat on him, but he wasn't. So I had to play straight up with him. So he beat my ass. So last night, we played drunk Uno. And we were taking shots of Patron.
First of all. Like, that's all I'm going to say. I don't drink.
You know what I'm saying? I do not. But however.
But you drink shots of Patron. I'm drunk. You know,
Right, I was.
I saw that when I walked in. I was like, oh, that must be brother-in-law. And I was like. Yeah. And when he said this, I was like, Was it fun though?
Yes.
But it's even funner when you're drunk. If that's even more funner. It's more fun when
But
you're
I
drunk.
Wasn't drunk.
Are you just tipsy?
No. At the end, I got a little tipsy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So did you win though?
One hand. All the rest of them, he won. Look, yeah.
That's fun. So,
yeah. Because we went on a date. He was beating me up, other stuff. But So you lost
that bowling too, though?
We didn't go bowling. We went to Dave and Buster's. Okay. So we went, but then we was like, might as well. So we want to play everything.
Yeah.
So, but I was beating his, okay, I got one game of, you know what I'm saying? So he an athlete, so he was beating me on a lot of stuff. But I was competitive. On the air hockey, I was getting him at first. And then he came back. So, but yeah, I'm going to be competitive on everything. And I like that he don't let me win.
Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers. So if you're not first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby. Oh, for the friend.
How you do it?
Ricky Bobby. How you do that? I don't know. Do the Ricky Bobby.
Stop. I could never learn that. Friend.
I forgot.
But you're looking pretty in your pink.
Thank
do
you.
Do your eye like that. Wink your eye. Ah! Oh, it matched. Look.
Oh, hold on. Let me
you got on gold.
Ooh, I'm going to stay.
It got the gold look.
You just trying to touch my
face. I knew you was going to say that. No, I'm saying, look, it got the little gold eyeshadow.
I know. Right. Yes.
Okay, that's cute.
Thank you.
Mm. We need a sheen. They need to
sheen,
plug.
Sheen,
this ain't no ad. Sheen. This ain't no ad. But yeah, is it warm? Yeah.
This sheen be coming through. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did y'all hear? Y'all miss us?
Y'all miss us.
I feel like we
yeah.
been talking for.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. That's not no ad either.
It's your the
label
have,
off.
I'm
yeah.
Trying to get, I'm
uh-huh.
trying this way.
But yeah. So and. He yeah. beat my ass. I just
But it's still funny. Yeah. At least you got that ass whooped
yeah.
by somebody you love.
I know.
Or somebody you ain't know. You know, be paying.
Yeah. Like yeah. I said, I'm glad. You know, like some men be trying to take it easy. Don't take it easy on me. I want you to play hard. Because I want to, you know what I'm saying, beat me. You know what I mean?
Beat me and then beat it up. Not like Ike Turner
beat. Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying, beat it up. Beat it up. So you know what I'm saying? Man. Michael Jackson voice. Beat it. I thought you were going to say.
Don't get stung, Michael.
Yeah. You know about Mike.
Don't talk about Mike.
So, anyway. That you know.
So you had a good time.
Yeah. I always with him.
Yeah, good.
That's like my dog. Cool. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like my friend that I fuck. You get what I'm saying? Like I told y'all I always wanted to have, you know what I'm saying, my man to be, you know what I'm saying, a good friend that I fuck. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I feel that's the perfect relationship. I feel like it's a perfect relationship that, you know what I'm saying, like that. I just want, you know what I'm saying, like your friend you want to talk to about everything, you want to be open, honest with, but then, you know what I'm saying, the person that you just want to have sex with, you just want to have sex with, but I'm like, to have both of them in one, you know what I'm saying,
I'd be glad
when
I can say something like that.
I know, right?
One day.
Yo, double date. Damn. Yeah. So, yeah. Y'all on this journey with me because y'all heard about all my whole stories, so now it's time for y'all to hear about me.
So make sure you put the words up.
You know what I'm saying?
My man.
Yeah, so now it's time for y'all to hear, you know what I'm saying?
The happy story. You know what I'm saying? Happy stories. Story.
Yeah. Only getting one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So anyways, you want to jump into this first topic before I keep talking my business?
I'm keep looking at you like, hey, you ready?
You ready? Yeah. So, okay, which one? Because we remember the other one? That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to talk about which one?
Let's talk about that one first then.
Okay, so by the time y'all see this, I don't know if y'all saw the article because I happen to just be skimming across. And it was LaToya Luckett. Hey, LaToya.
Hey,
did an interview in regards to, I guess, love and relationships. And she said that in her next relationship, her spouse is going to be first. Or whatever. And so when she said that, a lot of people were just turning.
Her spouse is going to be first.
Before the kids or whatever. She said the spouse is going to be first before the kids. That's what she said. And a lot of people turn her up in the comments and just like, I ain't believe she's such a bird. You know what I'm saying? My kids going to always come first. And I think if I can just jump into my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't have a husband. I don't have children. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I know, and people will say, oh, she wanted, because she said she starts quoting the Bible. And somebody like, well, nowhere in the Bible it says that, et cetera, et cetera. She said, people pick and choose when they want to be biblical. This is what the comments are saying. I think more so her comment of saying the spouse come before the kids is geared toward her relationship with Tommy. Because every time you saw the show or every time he would always be coming to Dallas for his little girl, if she stomped her toe, he was catching a flight to come to Dallas. But I think that he was coming to Dallas to cheat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his daughter was in Dallas, but that was his escape to get there. So I think she's saying, because he really did disregard her feelings. Like, he was an ass to her. Even her, his mom and them was like, you need to stop being like that with her. You need to listen to her. Like, he didn't listen to her. So I think she's just saying that when she gets in her next relationship, that she wants her man to put her above the kids. And I don't see, like I said, at first I used to be like, before I knew how to kind of sit and just kind of form my own opinion about stuff and just like, yeah, I'm just guessing off of what I think sounds right. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't have children, but I feel like when most people, the people I know that say they're going to put their man first, I think they're saying if they don't water the tree, then the roots, you know, I said, if you don't water the tree, the root of it, then how can the branches grow? How can the leaves flourish? How can the apples grow from the tree? Meaning that if the head of the household, the leader, is fulfilled and he's taken care of, then he's going to make sure the household is taken care of, which makes her a better person to take care of her kids. It's not saying that she's going to neglect her kids to put a man first. She's just saying that she's going to make sure her man is taken care of. That's how I took it. And I think that, okay, of course, kids need their mother to nurture them and to make sure they straight. A mama's gonna do that automatically. A baby crying, the first thing she's gonna do is jump up and run and get the baby. Like, I don't think that when people say they're gonna put their spouse first, mm-hmm. it's saying they have to pick and choose between their spouse yeah. and their kids. It's just saying that they're gonna make sure their husband is straight so that they can make sure their kids are straight, because at the end of the day, it all balances itself out. It's like this to me. So I don't think you should have to be like, if you look at it like, oh, you just finna neglect the kids and you're gonna take it that way, but I don't take it that way. And honestly, that's not how I took it or whatever, but I don't know. What do you think?
So for me, now mind you, me and Kiki has never been married before. You know what I'm saying? So disclaimer, okay? Not disclaimer, this motherfucking truth, okay? No kids. Just letting you know. We have no kids either. You know what I'm saying? Never been married, no kids, okay? So I am coming from a, you know what I'm saying, my opinion is geared towards forming a healthy relationship, okay? So even, you know what I'm saying, like, if I'm in a relationship and, you know what I'm saying, like, with her saying that, I know a lot of people who was jumping on them comments are speaking from an unhealed place, speaking from a place of, like, you know what I'm saying, these men gonna leave you and all this stuff, but the kids gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? We understand all of that, and I think it does say something in the Bible of, you know what I'm saying, like, picking your mate, your wife, or, you know, something.
We don't
you know.
Know the Bible like
I don't know it like that. You know, like they that. Say something like that. But however, like, seriously, when you are in a relationship, just like, you know what I'm saying, you and your husband, I'm not talking about no boyfriend here and there, okay? I'm talking about a real husband. Okay? Because y'all whores be having, you know what I'm saying, these men to come in your life, and then, you know what I'm saying, you put them before your kids. I ain't talking about that little bullshit.
And the way y'all do that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? The way y'all do that. I'm not speaking of that. Don't put, you know what I'm saying, Tommy, you know what I'm saying, over, you know what I'm saying, the Quaden over here, and knowing that Tommy, you know, finna leave you next week. Not that bullshit. I'm talking about for real. Y'all have made a, you know what I'm saying, you and him are one, and y'all are, you know what I'm saying, together. I feel that the spouse is supposed to come first, you know what I'm saying? And that's not saying, like she said, that's not saying that I'm saying fuck the child. That's not saying that I'm saying forget what this baby needs or whatever. The baby is still get what the baby needs. You still are going to get, you know what I'm saying, you know, be there for your child. This is what I'm saying, because a lot of times when the women, they have these kids, they start neglecting their mates because these kids need everything. You know what I'm saying? Just say, like, y'all are married, right? Y'all been, the first year, y'all was fucking all the storm. Y'all was going on dates. Y'all was doing all that shit. Then you end up getting pregnant. And then the second year, you know what I'm saying, you had that baby. You and that man barely fuck now. You know what I'm saying? You and that man barely go on date nights. You know what I'm saying, have not did nothing for him because all of your attention and everything is going towards that child. That's what I mean about now. You know what I'm saying? This child is coming before the man that you chose. This the man that you chose to create life with. You know what I'm saying? This is an extension of, you know what I'm saying, the beautiful love that y'all have together. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you're in mama mode. You're going to be there for the child. But do not neglect the man that you chose to be with because you have a child. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them, they be like, baby, I don't want to do it because I'm tired. I've been with the kid all day. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or I, you know what I'm saying? I get all that. But however, again, your main, you know what I'm saying, person that you got with is this man. You get what I'm saying? And so a lot of times that's why a lot of these men cheat and shit, because now they feel neglected. This child, you know what I'm saying, where he, I hearing so many times where the men be like, damn, she, you know what I'm saying, she always with the baby. She don't never give me no time. Like, it's okay to be like, hey, Kiki, can you watch, you know what I'm saying, little Ray Ray, you know what I'm saying, why me and, you know, baby have dated. A lot of times they don't even put their effort to do stuff like that because it's all about the child. You get what I'm saying? And so you neglected the one that you chose, that you love, that you gave the vows to. Because when these kids grow up and they doing their own thing, because, you know, when they get to be like preteens, they going to be all doing, their kid don't give, they trying to live their own life and they trying to find their own little girlfriends and trying to do all that. So again, you know what I'm saying? Your world is your spouse. Mm-hmm. Of them kids, yes, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be there, you know, raising them, doing all of that. But the person that you chose to do life with, you know what I'm saying? You neglecting. You know what I'm saying? Because you have an extension of y'all as people. Y'all both supposed to be there for the kids. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times they will eliminate their spouse and go, you know what I'm saying? Everything is for the kids. Like, your husband have a business, you know what I'm saying, event that he wants you to go to and get dressed up nice for. But you like, nah, because the baby got the book fair and I got to go and help the students. You know what I'm saying? I was, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just making up some shit. You know, so again, that's what I'm saying. They put, you see what I'm saying? Like, they neglect. They spouse the one that they chose because of the child.
And see, when I, and then when you say that, it's like if the wife is, so relationships, it's like a unit. Mm-hmm. So if the spouse is nurturing the mom and helping with the child, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. If he's not helping her with that, then she's going to be into that because she has no help. If it's a healthy balance where he's, they're pointing to each other, like, I got it, you got it, and we pointing to them, it's a healthy balance. Mm-hmm. But if he's not pointing to her, and she's all about that kid, then he's going to feel neglected, and he's going to wander off. But same thing with the men. You can't put, they say, we talking about the wife and the, like, the spouse and the kids, but the same thing go for men, mm-hmm. hardworking men and jobs. If everything, I can't come home, I can't do this because I'm at work, the same thing goes for men and women. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure you pointing to your equal, like y'all equally yoked, so y'all can get an understanding. Because I've seen a lot of women who be really tired with the children, and it's like they don't want to be tired with the kids, but it's like the way the world is today, husband got to work a lot. So when he do come home, she tired as hook. She do be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just needs to be some type of balance. But again, like I said, if you want, you have to pour into your spouse to make sure he's straight, so he can make sure you straight, so that y'all can make sure they straight. Mm-hmm. So it's like a,
I always say that no matter what, both of y'all need to be spoil each other.
Yeah.
It should not be in that honeymoon phase. After that honeymoon phase, that's why I said it can keep lasting. You know what I'm saying? Like, still spoil each other. Mm-hmm. Still, you know what I'm saying? All this, you were telling me I was cute and you was hitting me on my ass. Still do that. You know what I'm saying? Still, you know, just
tell me I smell
just
good.
Tell me all that. Seem to do all of that. Don't stop doing
because
that.
Because we have children. Or because,
yes.
Or because, you know what I'm saying, we've been together for so long, it's like, oh, I don't got to say it. She know I've said it before. And I'm like, no. If you buy me a peppermint, a little piece of peppermint, you sit on the counter every day, still do that. Because we look, it's like a habit. You get used mm-hmm. to it. Like when they get up and smoke them cigarettes.
Still, smoke them squirrels. Y'all be smoking squirrels. Them squirrels. Y'all be smelling. Y'all be stinking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it up. Like, keep it up. Keep it up.
But I told y'all the same way. I've been knowing this girl since I was 17 years old. And I still always be telling her, oh, girl, you look cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I like that. You
we
know what
always
saying?
Compliment each
I'm
other.
I'm always pointing to her. She been knowing me since I was 17, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that to say that it still can be that way in with your spouse. You know what I'm saying? With him, it's the same. I'm going to gas you up no matter fucking what. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to gas you up because I want that gas back. You know what I'm saying? It's unleaded over here.
And sometimes you just need it. Like, you don't even, like, I was walking in Walmart and I was just minding my business and said, hey, cutie. I said,
yeah, come.
Hey. And I was looking at a damn fool. I was messing with my phone, you know, and he was just smiling like, hey, cutie. I said, hi.
Yeah. Come on, white girl, pull back. But yeah, so for me, it's I hear that in a sense of I'm not saying fuck the kids.
That's not what they say. I don't take that.
You know what I'm saying? That way. You know what I'm saying? But however, people like people when they come from an unhealed place. Because again, when people on the podcast heard us say we never been in a healthy relationship, they was, you know what I'm saying, like, what? Bitch, 90% of y'all have not been in a relationship. Y'all just thinking that. I'm like,
because y'all unhealthy. Unhealthy knows only recognize unhealthy.
Thank you.
Healthy stuff. Just like on an airplane, if they say put the mask on you first and then put on your child, same situation. You gotta take care of you so you can take care of them. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure that my man's straight so he can take care of the kids. You know what I'm saying? Of everything. Me and the kids.
Yeah, you
know
my unhealthy mind back then, like, hell no, my kids don't come from anybody. But as you mature, you realize. And then me just sitting back reading people's responses, I'd be like, you know, I really be like just reading it. And I'd be like,
because you know what?
I look at married people responses because, again, I'm not married. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But I was like, I'm proud of some of the black love I saw on Facebook where they were like, he's gonna leave. Like, and they're not saying,
thank you.
They're not saying, to me, it's not saying if the baby's sitting over there crying and your husband want a foot rub, you're gonna rub his feet and let the baby cry.
No,
they're just saying that make sure you take care of your spouse.
That part.
So that if he's standing strong and standing 10 toes down, know his woman there, he gonna make sure that everything is flowing.
Where it's
from
like,
the
okay.
head to the, yeah. from the rooter to the tutor. You know, that's how I get it. That's how
where
I
see it's like, you know what I'm saying? If I have to, you know what I'm saying? If my baby needed something for extra 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I can sacrifice 30 minutes of my sleep to make sure that baby's straight. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. I just went with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, yes, I understand. You know what I'm saying? That's life.
Yeah.
However, when you get in a relationship, you signed up to be this person's partner. You get what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like, you know, and it's going to be days when it's like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying sacrifice that 30 minutes every day. But God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let weeks and stuff go by when you ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this man been, you know, tapping you on the ass, trying to get some ass. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, and then you wonder why, you know what I'm saying, he out here, you know what I'm saying, all on these sites trying to get, you know what I'm saying, women and shit. You
and we're not saying that a woman raising kids ain't tiring and that, you know what I'm saying, she may not be tired. Of course, if it's a day when you dog tired, you ain't gotta fuck, roll over and fuck, but the next morning after you got your hours of sleep, make up for it or find a day or two out of the week or even put them to the side, like, baby, I know you really feel neglected. Talk to them and be like, well, I'm just trying to find a balance of how to feel rested so that I can please you and these kids. Communication is everything. I think a man will understand that if you come to him, but instead of saying, nah, I'm tired, man, Keisha at work gonna be bringing the coffee, and she gonna be interested.
Keep that nigga nuts, you know what I'm saying, empty. Okay, that nutsack empty. You feel me? But also, you know what I'm saying, I look at Tabitha Brown and her husband has Chance Brown. They have a, you know what I'm saying, a
podcast. YouTube.
It's your YouTube where, you know what I'm saying, she be talking about Fridays with Tab and Chance or whatever. And so they was talking about that. And she said the same thing. She was like, no, I put my husband first. In that sense, she's not saying fuck my kids. Because
she loves
you
her kids.
You not say fuck the kids like y'all heard that. You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm making sure Chance is straight. I'm making sure that he got everything he need. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I'm making sure because again, if you don't, somebody else that don't have no kids or something, they're going to make sure he's straight. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so, and that's the thing where it's like, you signed up, because y'all heard me say all the time about me being off the market, and I, you know what I'm saying, I had all the, you know what I'm saying, whatever I wanted, right? This flavor, right? It's no reason why somebody would take me off the market and not give me, you know what I'm saying, nothing. You get what I'm saying?
Why waste somebody's time?
It's like, why, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you take me off the market, you closing all my options.
So that means you're going to make sure.
You know what I'm saying? That means that now that you are making sure that I'm straight versus, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about sex-wise.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, you loving me wise, you making me feel love. You know what I'm saying? You know, you pointing to me, you doing all the stuff that I was getting on the outside. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, that's why I always want to be there for anybody that I'm with. Like, I know that you got options, but I'm closing that door. And, you know what I'm saying, because now it's me, you know, I'm making sure you're straight. So you won't even have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, none of them options. And I feel that that's when both of y'all need to pour into each other.
Right.
It should be not just the woman doing more, you know what I'm saying? No, it needs to be both. You know what I'm saying? Yes, if y'all had kids, yes, he should be helping, you know what I'm saying, with Chad doing this and doing that. Both of y'all doing that. So both of y'all, you know what I'm saying, can be rested instead of she's up with the baby. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a give and take. Because it's nothing. I ain't had no kids, but when I see a man with his child or children, that shit is sexy.
Especially when they little babies, too.
When you are active with your child, that is sexy because I see you in daddy mode and I want to call you daddy later. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is sexy. So, help with the kids, okay?
I ain't never called no motherfucker daddy.
You ain't never called no...
I ain't called a nigga daddy. Oh. That's kind of creepy.
That's kind of creepy. Hey, daddy. I mean, come give it to me, daddy. Yeah. But YouTube, listen. If you would like to hear the rest of this, please go ahead and go over to a podcast platform because I got some other stuff to say about daddy, okay? You know what I'm saying? But YouTube, guess what? We out. Now, everybody else who's still on the podcast, seriously, when y'all, you know what I'm saying, take somebody off the market, don't take them off the market and then be lazy with them. You know what I'm saying? Don't take them off the market and then, like, you know what I'm saying, like, man, I don't want to do that. Or, you know what I'm saying, why do I got to tell you, you know what I'm saying, you look good today. Them hoes on Instagram told you, or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. It's like, nah, bitch, that's your man. You need to be pouring into him. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. For me, it's like, don't do that to, you know what I'm saying, somebody when they have all these other options out here and they getting it from all these other options. And you get mad when somebody else is, you know what I'm saying, like, complimenting your man or doing all this when it's like, I feel that's your job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not somebody, even as your friend, it's nobody else's job to be your for sure you when is. Other shit. It's like, bitch, I signed up to be your friend, so friend, what we need to do?
Yeah.
You know, I'm real. We need to be signed up. We need to go to what we got to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it's like when you know what I'm saying, that's just, it comes with the territory of being in a relationship and friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't got nothing to say about that.
Basically, take care of your man first. Take care. And then them kids. Don't neglect the fucking kids. But, you know what I'm saying, take care of your spouse, and the house will go right first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. If you would like for us to read y'all letters on this podcast, okay, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on TikTok or Instagram.
The letter says, "Hey, silly girls. First, let me say that I love your podcast. It gives what needed to be gave. You two together is like peanut butter and jelly. My question is, husband asked me to have a threesome. He said, since I don't like girls, it can be with another dude. I don't even know what to say. I just had to throw the question to y'all. What you tell him? Cousin, he gay. Ain't no
gay
way.
Rainbow.
Gay. He is gay. He is a pegger. He is, you're his beard. Ain't no way no man gonna voluntarily bring another man into his wife's bed. Only men that, two men fuck a bitch that they run a train. That's homeboys like that like to run trains and they like, choo-choo, I fucking you out, I'm in. Like that type of thing. Your husband is gay, cousin. I don't know how many times to tell you this. He's gay.
He's gay.
If you do it, then you're just, going along with his gayness. If it were me, I would be disgusted, and I think I would ask for a divorce. But that's just me, because why would you let another man fuck on me? Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was trying to use reverse psychology. You'd be like, hell no, get a bitch. I don't know, but it would have made me feel very uncomfortable. Take it, Charles.
Woo, Lord. Hey, cousin, thank you so much for writing us in. Girl, what the fuck?
He gay.
Girl, your man like dick. And he trying to bring that dick in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Or he probably already fucked the dude, and then he trying to bring that dude that he fucking into fucking you too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think he trying to ease it in. I think the nigga is bisexual.
That's what it is. He's gay.
He like men and women. He's, you know, gay. What I'm saying? And the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see, like, if he was single, he just want to run a train on the bitch. You know, cool.
Yeah, cool, but
y'all, you his wife.
He asked for a threesome. When I think of threesome, everybody fucking on everybody. Everybody kissing. Ain't nobody one person getting pleased. Everybody getting pleased. That mean if it's a girl in there with you in your hood, you eating pussy, he eating pussy, she eating pussy. Mm-hmm. If a man in there, he sucking it, you sucking it, your hood is sucking it. So what did they tell you? He sucking dick.
I think he already been fucking at men.
I feel like he was gay before he met you, but you're his beard.
Yeah.
And he just trying to marry you because, you know, now, I don't know how long y'all been married, but, you know, nowadays being gay is like breathing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more acceptable. It's accepted more now than it was back in the day. If y'all been married for a long time, he probably experimented it and tried it and liked it. And that demon is on, that monkey is on his back, literally. Okay?
Mm. Ooh! Literally.
And he was like, he got that urge, and he was like, he still want to be married to you, but he want to bring in his fantasies. How about you ask him that you let him, he let you fuck him with a dildo and see what he says. Ask him, can you peg him? And if he was like, yeah.
He gay. Gay. Rainbow flag. Go ahead and buy him some rainbow shit for Christmas.
He gay. And listen, disclaimer, we love the gay community, but we're just saying he's gay.
Yeah, listen, for everybody who that is of the community, we love y'all ass. This ain't got nothing to do with you. We just trying to let her know that her man is a part of y'all community. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
We love y'all ass, okay? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong. But we just trying to let her know that her husband need to be over there with y'all community.
Because I don't know no man who would say, let's bring another man. Most men.
If I heard a man say a train. But when he said threesome, I know that he gay. Because nobody called two men and a woman a threesome.
They don't.
That's a train.
That's a train.
You know what I'm saying? And so for and a I know, man to bring
let
it
us
up,
say this. It's like a double standard when it comes to that. When women fuck two men, we getting trains ran on us. That is not a threesome. I don't care what nobody say. When two women with a man, that's considered a threesome. A man, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like a man could be a hoe and it be received. Women be hoes. They look at us bad. A man fucking another man in a threesome is gay. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no shit you come back from. I don't. Because if I'm fucking you and my husband, if I'm sucking that man dick and I look over there and my husband standing right there in the corner and his dick get hard by me sucking another man dick or he and they balls took down, no.
That's what I said. I'm like, you said I say run trains back in the day. I'm like, that was so weird to me.
But the boys that ran trains in my school, the train was, she'll be laying there, one boy go in and fuck her, he'll leave. Another one go in and fuck her, he'll leave. Like, they take turns fucking her, but they not. In the same room, they probably just waiting on him to finish so he can go. But they not like sucking her titties while he fucking. Yeah. That's trying to be like a menage, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because in my head, I'm like, damn. I'm like, his dick is y'all naked. So you see your
somebody balls on his tongue.
You get what I'm saying? Like, he probably asking you probably your arm probably touch your dick. So I'm like, ew.
I can't get past two men and the women because when I read the R. Kelly book and she said the R. Kelly was fucking her. The security guard was fucking the girl and R. Kelly came behind the security guard and fucked the security guard. The security guard fucked R. Kelly.
For real?
Yeah. In the book that girl wrote when I read that book, yeah, he was fucking.
But he probably so freaky that he probably do he did. Like
no,
this.
No, I'm saying that she said in the book. She said it was in the book, like the security guard, like she thought the security guard was just bringing her in there because she was drugged up, but he closed the door and stayed, and he fucking.
Hold on. Spoiler alert. Now it all makes sense, bitch. The song, I Believe I Can Fly, he was trying to give the rainbow. It clicked to me. I believe I can fly. He was trying to touch the fucking rainbow up there in the sky. That nigga is gay too.
When he wrote all them chapters, The Trapped in the Closet.
He was trapped in the closet. Wow, it makes sense.
He was molested by his neighbor.
Yeah, the neighbor was
the
woman.
Grown woman.
Yeah.
And then I think he was molested by a man too. And he just. His sister needs to molest him. Trapped in the closet.
He was trying to touch the
hole. This is what the girl said in the book. Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Okay, we don't know, but I'm just making it funny.
We still love you, Kels.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into our next topic of the day. Now, which one do you want to talk about?
Are you though?
Okay. So our next topic, we're going to talk about, are you strong or are you just numb to the bullshit? Okay, because a lot of times people be like, girl, you so strong, they didn't even bother you, you so strong, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And then, but are you really numb to, you know what I'm saying, what happened to you, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'ma just use me, because I'm thinking of, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm like, damn, even for me, you know what I'm saying, like, how, you know, in our friend group, the Savage, you know what I'm saying, y'all remember y'all saying, like, damn, don't shit phase you, act like a dick, you're not. But then I'm like, I could have just been numb to being hurt so much from my ex, you know what I'm saying, where I'm like, you know what I'm saying, bitch, am I just numb to the shit, where I'm like, you know what I'm saying, the shit ain't even, you know what I'm saying, I just, the reason I treat him like that or something, you know what I'm saying. So a lot of times we be going through life thinking that, you know what I'm saying, like, that we could be strong, you know what I'm saying, when you, I would say, well, not with me, but when you are strong, that means that you didn't heal from whatever it is, and you just, you know what I'm saying, you just got your mental intact for whatever it is.
Strong is not a compliment.
Yes.
It's really not a compliment.
However, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people can be so numb that nothing really affects them in ways, because they are numb to, you know what I'm saying, just like if you just get punched on in the face all the time, you know what I'm saying? You can be just be numb to it, where you like, it don't faze me, shit. The shit don't even bother me. That's abuse to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
It's like it's a hat. You done used to it. Shit, like with me with Dick, It hits me all the time. I ain't, people like, you so strong. No, I'm not. I don't wanna be strong. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a compliment. People think that it's a compliment when they say that, like, girl, you so strong.
I think it's a compliment. I don't know, in certain
mean,
ways.
They don't mean no harm by it, but it's like, no, bitch, ask me, do I wanna be strong? Mm-hmm. I used to be like, oh yeah, you know, I used to take it as a compliment, but now I'm just like, I don't wanna be, bitch, I'm tired of being strong. I don't wanna be strong no more. But I think it's numbness. Mm. I really feel like strength comes from going through the fire, and then like, shit, I done seen the worst of the worst. Like, it ain't shit to me. It's like, you numb to it, because like, I done been there, done it. So I think it's a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Like, when, like you said, you could be like, I'm dog niggas, I already know, like, you know what I'm saying, that type of thing. Or you like, I done seen, like, if you get mistreated all the time, like, oh, I'm used to it, because you're numb. And it ain't good to be numb. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be numb either.
That's what I was saying.
I want to feel, you know what I'm saying? I want to be strong enough to where it's like, I want to feel it and I want to come through it. That's the type of strength. Like, girl, you made it through that. That was strength. You know what I'm saying? Not the strong where, oh, you strong because you done stay in a long relationship with me beating your ass. I don't want that strong compliment. I want to be like, I got strength because, like, where I came from, where I'm at now, it took some strength to get there, because motherfucker would have folded like a damn lawn chair. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree. It's a little bit of both.
I agree too. When I hear both those, I think numb is equal unhealthy and unhealed. And I think strength equals the heal. You know what I'm saying, heal.
The heal, you get what I'm saying?
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I think that it's a certain tone that people have that comes out where it is not a compliment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then some people are, they want to have the strength. Exactly.
Got
you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I feel it's a certain, it matters who says it and the tone they use it. Because, you know, some people, it might like, damn, I wish that I could. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could handle
it. Like, just like when I went vegan, everybody like, girl, damn, you so strong, do that. You know what I'm saying? I think some people just admire, like, damn, I wish that
I don't have the discipline.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have the discipline to do whatever that is. So I think with certain people, it all depends on how, you know what I'm saying, they come in, you know, at it.
You know what's crazy with the numb shit? Like, people like, I'm just numb to it. But people don't understand is, you know how, if you go, Charles, let's go get these magic tattoos. And I be like, yeah, bitch, I'm finna numb my arm because I don't want to feel it. But instead of me going through it when he doing it to feel it right there in that moment, I want to numb it. So when that numbing cream wear off, it hurts later. Why not just get the shit over with and just go through it? You know what I'm saying? Like, people try to be, no, I want to feel it. Like, I want to feel it all so that I can appreciate. It sucks to have to go through shit, but you appreciate it once you look back and be like, damn, I was once there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When I look back at the heartbreak and the shit I endured, like, for me losing my mama to still, you know, being able to sit here and talk to y'all today, from losing my niece to lose everybody, you know what I'm saying? You look back and you be like, damn, my heart's still beating after all that shit. I'm a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? Even though you don't have no choice and life just goes on, it's like, most people are numb and suppressed by, like, the old me suppress shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, years ago, when I was in that abusive relationship, and I was getting cheated on and beat on and shit and all that shit, I was numb. And then once I started healing and coming up out of it, I started feeling everything. So now that's why I be emotional now. Like, in front of you, mm-hmm. of course, I bust out or something like mm-hmm. this. Shit tug at my heart. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I love to feel. Because it makes you appreciate, like, damn. It makes you more relatable. You know what I'm saying? You can have that empathy with people versus, you know, the sympathy. Mm-hmm. A person like, oh, girl, oh, I don't even know how you feel, but I can only imagine. You be like, eh. But a bitch that say, bitch, let me tell you something. Last week, I just went through that same shit. Mm-hmm. Give me some pointers on how you got through that, you know, the empathy part of it. So I want to feel. Back then, I wanted to be numb because I didn't know how I could handle it. But now I'm like, I feel it. Mm-hmm. And then
I would say the people who I always want that numb and cream on life.
Yeah.
They don't have the strength to take the pain. You get what I'm saying? Unhealthy. Like, you said that. So for me, I'm like, I know it's going to hurt. I know it's, you know what I'm saying? But let's me, it's like, it. Let's do it. Let's you know what I'm saying? It. Let's get this pain get over with. That's why me and her, I always talk about having them uncomfortable conversations where it's like, I don't want to say this. I know, listen, it's going to be a little, it's going to be tense right now when I say it. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, you know, it took strength for you to tell me that. You know what I'm saying? That comes with wisdom. That comes with, you know what I'm saying, like just learning yourself and understanding of what you can take and receive. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying, I built up where I'm like, let me just go through whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? And because I want to get the strength to, you know what I'm saying, be able, because if this comes up again, I want to be able to deal with
it. Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Instead of me numb everything, instead of like just taking sleeping pills and sleeping the day away when shit going on, uh-huh. when you wake up, it's still there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit, you can't run from it. So for me, the wind, that's why I'm like, let me go ahead and deal with whatever this is, because I don't want to numb none of shit, because numbing it is sweeping under the rug. And you go trip over the shit.
And bust your head like I did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to trip over it. So for me, it's like, I always try to find, you know what I'm saying, where you can find the strength in it. And find the strength in it is learning to come out of that fire not smelling like the smoke.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it take a lot. Like, when you love somebody or care about somebody and value them, you know, your spirit ain't going to let shit sit on you. And you be, because it be like, you got to be honest with them. You can't hide. You can't lie to the people. Like, me, I'm not a liar anyway. I can say a lie. You look me in my face and I'm like, okay.
That's why I'll be like, you know me. I'm like,
I like, trust the Woody, you know, and you look at me, I'll be like, the first day we say, I got a confession, you know, like to say something, you know, but it's like when you feel comfortable with somebody, you can do those type of things. And it's just like strength, you know what I'm saying? Because years ago, you couldn't have paid me to be honest and be vulnerable like that. Because I'm like, bitch, what, you look childish and shit like that. But it ain't, because you're human, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hope that y'all are not numbing yourselves, you know, and if you are, try not to, because when that numbness wear off, just like you get your teeth pulled, y'all know how I feel once you get your tooth pulled, or when you gonna stomp your toe and then, you know, put something on and that pain, like this soreness, it takes a while. So don't numb yourself from the bullshit. Just go
from the bullshit.
From the bullshit.
Don't numb yourself from the bullshit. Yeah, it'd probably be the title. Yeah.
Don't numb yourself from the bullshit.
Well, done with that?
I'm done with that.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
That was the remix.
That's, I heard you over there clapping. I was like, okay. I didn't know your clap. What's your red girl?
Why every time Charles gonna know when I say this. Y'all ain't gonna know. This is so random, but I was riding the other day, and why did I hear, bring them out, by T.I. and them, and I got so embarrassed.
Every time I hear it, I get embarrassed.
Do you? Yes. And I can see the whole thing. Okay. Yep. It's an inside thing, inside, so y'all ain't gonna understand my rando, but that was so random because I was riding and it came on. I like to see you.
And then I
just
like
to say, ah, shit! I saw you. Y'all have to be there.
Oh, shit.
Y'all have to be there. I just get, my rando is.
Rando. That's a rando inside.
I get embarrassed when I hear bring them out. We get embarrassed.
I ain't gonna tell y'all why, but yeah, we know why.
But y'all made up for it the next year. Killed it.
Killed it. Killed it. Killed it. Killed it. Yeah. My rando is Jermaine Dupri don't sell his vegan ice cream no more, and I'm mad about it.
Why he don't? It ain't him promote on his page.
He ain't got it. Listen, so the Instagram is the last post I think was 2 years last year or something. Then because I went in the store and I was trying to find the ice cream.
You liked it,
and yes, and I could not find it. And then I went like he don't know. So I guess that you know what I'm saying.
Maybe it didn't sell like it should have,
but no, it was selling. Man, but I think because it was. Let me say this: even though it was vegan. It was sugary as hell. Okay. So, because people always hear vegan, they think it's healthy. It still was unhealthy.
Yeah.
But because when I looked on the back, I'm like, damn, it got so much sugar in here. But it was the only, you know what I'm saying, like one of the ones I could eat. And I want to support a black man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, my Walmart, I always sold out. So, I'd be going to different Walmarts trying to find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause they have other, you know what I'm saying, like non-dairy ice creams. But I really enjoyed Hill's. And I enjoyed. Yeah, and yeah, right. Because I'm like, ooh, that sugar, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It gave me what I needed to give. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm mad about that ice cream. Jermaine Dupri, get back on it. Because y'all know he vegan. So, yeah, bring that ice cream back, bro.
Bring it back.
What is your song of the week?
My song of the week is Broken Mirrors by Mike Rich. From the group Chemistry. I was listening to, I think I was just listening to their, put their song in Apple Music, and it just played R&B songs, and I was driving, and I didn't even look to see what it was, but I heard the voice. I'm like, okay, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, he did that.
Hello, Mike.
He did that. Yes. I said, look at you. Because when we met the group Chemistry, Mike played too much. Mm-hmm. So when he was singing right there playing with me, and I was like, shut up. But then to hear him on just without his boys behind mm-hmm. him, just on his own, just holding his own song, I thought it was really dope.
He did that. He
extremely talented.
Yeah. My quote of the week is, present actions create future results. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that again. Present actions create future results. Mm-hmm. Something that we want in the future. Let's just say if we want a house, we need to start saving right now. Your present actions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just say like we want a six pack. Our present actions of doing sit-ups right now. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that we want for, you know what I'm saying, the future. Our present action, you know what I'm saying, is the cause of it. So whatever that you want, you know what I'm saying, you have a goal set. Make it happen right now. Because whatever you're doing in the present. Is going to, you know what I'm saying, determine their future outcome.
I agree. Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You have something else you want to say?
I don't.
Well, make sure that y'all go ahead and go over to, you know, YouTube, subscribe to that, and whatever podcast platform that you're listening to, please go ahead and hit that damn subscribe button, okay? And, you know what I'm saying, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and all of that, and write us,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, some of y'all crazy letters, because we, you know what I'm saying, we only read some of y'all crazy letters, because y'all be food, but however, still write us in, okay? But you got something else you want to say?
Not YouTube.
Podcast. We out.